USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having already won committee approval, the U.S. House will soon consider whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr declining a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report. If Barr is held in contempt, the Democratic-led House could send a criminal contempt referral to a U.S. attorney, but U.S. attorneys work for the Justice Department and would be unlikely to pursue action against the Attorney General. President Trump was talking again about the Mueller report at a campaign-style rally in Florida last night.
Democrats should be focused on building up our country. Did you see what just happened, by the way? No collusion. No obstruction.
Some students walked out of a vigil honoring victims of a high school shooting in Colorado last night, saying it became too political, with too much talk about gun control rather than about the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A co-founder of Facebook believes the government should break up the social media giant, adding that CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable. In a New York Times op-ed, Chris Hughes says Facebook is far too big and far too powerful, adding Zuckerberg can't fix Facebook. President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
You got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. Check us out online. We're at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week. One reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Back on Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017. As the U.S. and North Korea have seemingly reached a stalemate on denuclearization efforts, although at the same time, a top American envoy is in South Korea for talks on how to get those negotiations back up and running again. One person is dead, two others being treated for injuries after a shooting at a Florida mall last night. It happened in Fort Lauderdale, actually at a bar inside the Galleria Mall. The shooter in custody, the two injured people hospitalized, one in critical condition. At least one person is dead from thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes that have been raking Texas and Oklahoma. A man yesterday was swept away by waters in Austin. There could be more severe weather in that same region today. And weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says about 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week. The forecast, though, was for the number to come in lower at about 220,000 Americans to have been expected to file those initial claims. And again, find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.